Programming for The Reba Show is proudly underwritten in part by the Arlington Tomorrow Foundation, contributing to a thriving Arlington, and in part by the Texas Association of Realtors Housing Opportunity Foundation. Funding is also provided by generous donations from listeners like you.
Bull Radio Network at Globe Life Park, Arlington, Texas, the American Dream City. I am Salvador Villalobos, your host. Today's special guest is Will Northern, chairman of the Fort Worth Zoning Commission, representing District 1.
Yes, sir.
And he's also a part owner of WNC, which stands for Williams Northern Crane Realty Group, correct?
You got it. Yes, sir.
Awesome. So today we'll be speaking about Fort Worth Zoning Commission, what's happening in Fort Worth and surrounding areas regarding zoning. There's such a huge influx of new residents.
Yes, there are. You can say that again.
So we'll be discussing that. A little bit about Will. Will Northern, as a Fort Worth native, Will was raised in the area and holds a BBA from TCU, Neely School of Business. He spent much of his youth learning about real estate business by managing and redeveloping his family's portfolio, consisting of a dozen historic buildings located around the courthouse of San Saba,
Texas.
All right.
The pecan capital of the world.
Need to go and get some pecans.
Yeah, you do. From San Saba pecans.
San Saba. Being civil-minded, Will has spent most of his time giving back to his beloved city. Most notably, Will currently serves as chairman of the Zoning Commission, representing District 1 for the city of Fort Worth, a position of which he was appointed by Mayor Betsy Price. Shout out to Betsy Price.
Thank you, Mayor Betsy Price. Love you.
Will gives his free time to a number of organizations and causes around the area, including Development Committee for Fort Worth South, Inc., the Public Affairs Committee for Real Estate Council of Greater Fort Worth, Leadership Fort Worth, which he participates in leading edge programs. Class of 2015, Historic Fort Worth, Inc. No wonder you're up at 4 o'clock sending emails.
Yeah.
The Alumni Planning Committee for Fort Worth Country Day School and the Mistletoe Heights Neighborhood Association. And now he will be painting my house tomorrow.
That's right.
Just joking. Welcome, Will.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate you having me on.
You're welcome. Well, let's get to the nitty-gritty here.
Yeah.
What is zoning?
Oh, man, that's a big question. Zoning is a tool that municipalities use to shape how their community functions.
Mm-hmm.
In a nutshell, think of zoning as land use and how developers, business owners, and even people in their own homes can interact with their property as it relates to what structures they can build and what physical activities they can, you know, do there, what kinds of businesses. And so cities can use that to say, you know, we want commercial here, we want industrial over here, but keep that away from the single family homes. And, you know, they've got to kind of stagger uses.
Okay. So who determines what is it called? What is that tool called? Is it...
So it's kind of interesting because every municipality is different, right?
Okay.
And if you are working with a smaller city or small town, they may have kind of a simplified zoning booklet plan, what have you, where they may not have as many categories. But as you get to a larger city like Fort Worth, we have 25 different zoning categories to choose from, and then there's some additional things on top of that to kind of customize things as needed.
Okay, so a comprehensive plan?
Yeah, there's a comprehensive plan that's a really important component to it. So a comprehensive plan is how the city kind of lays out their future land use plan of what they want the city to become.
Okay.
So you have the existing zoning today, and then they have a whole second map, much of which is the same, but in select parts,
right,
there's a future land use map where that's correlated to that comprehensive plan, where city council members can kind of decide what they want it to be in the future.
All right. Such as a park, such as maybe another stadium.
It could be. Would love to bring a stadium to Fort Worth of some kind. But, yeah, anything. A whole new subdivision, an industrial park, a retail center, an apartment complex. Wow. You name it. Everything has a zoning category.
Our own, like, SeaWorld.
No, that's right.
So, why is zoning such a hot topic right now? I mean, everywhere you look, everywhere you, the news, conversations at the local coffee shops, it's all about zoning and what's going on.
It's a important tool, but it can really affect growth. There's a lot of business and a lot of dollars that go behind zoning, and it changes the value of land and what can be built. But you also get into some dynamics like historic preservation, and there's a lot of folks that's really passionate about that. You get into density, you know, especially as it relates to being close to single family neighborhoods and some multifamily developments that might want to be built, and what's too close, what is too dense. Or you may get into,
condos next to single family homes, or
there's a lot of for lease multifamily projects going up all over the North Texas region, but Fort Worth, Arlington, Dallas, our populations are exploding. And so oftentimes a developer will do what's called an assemblage, where they'll purchase smaller pieces of property close to one another and make one large contiguous tract, so that they can then apply for a zoning change on a bigger piece of land and build something larger than they could have before. And oftentimes that'll bring out some opposition from neighboring neighborhood associations that might not want to be living so close to something like that.
Okay, so you're talking about bringing these different types of neighborhoods, commercial, mixed use, industrial. Not too long ago, we had a guest, Trinity Metro with the river.
Yeah.
And talking of what they're doing, they're excavating. And is that something that has to go through the zoning department as well? They're trying to...
With the Trinity River Vision?
Vision, right.
Project. Some of those things have been through zoning. There's a Trinity Uptown overlay district that has, it's kind of like its own playbook for what the city envisions that Panther Island to be.
Okay.
It is separate from like getting construction permits. Zoning is all about land use, like what can I and what can I not do with this property.
All right. So you're in a neighborhood that is primarily single family homes. Can you start building or how realistic is it to, you know, buy a couple lots and convert them into 2 to 4 units, or not your regular duplex, but, you know.
Sure. I mean, that's a good question. And, you know, there's this whole movement right now called the missing middle that I am a really big proponent of. And it's kind of speaks to what's called incremental development, where you don't go from like one story, two story single family homes and then drop a 5-story building right next to it. It encourages incremental development where you kind of stair step that growth. And so a lot of these bigger projects, you got to keep in mind, oftentimes it's parking that will dictate how big the development can be. Okay. You've got to be able to park your project, so to speak. So it really depends upon how much land you can amass together.
Well, what if you buy 2 lots, and then you buy the second 2 lots and build a multi-level car for that? Is that acceptable?
Yeah, it kind of depends upon, oftentimes you'll measure number of units per acre.
Okay.
And so, and there's all types of zoning categories in between. So you've got like, in Fort Worth specifically, A represents single family, B is duplex, C is medium density multifamily, and D is like dense multifamily. And so depending upon how much land you get and how you can park it, you may be able to go 2 stories, 3 stories, 4 stories, or 5 stories if you get enough land and you get your zoning. But that, you know, B and C zoning and R1, R2, or urban residential UR, encourages like denser development, where you can, like you were saying, put multiple structures with some height and multiple units in there.
Okay, great. Well, I've been listening to Will Northern, some great information you're sharing with us.
Thanks.
And with our listeners and viewers. We're going to take a quick break, and when we'll come back, we'll start listening to some more great information that's happening here in the area.
Great.
Inside my bones, it goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home, we're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, lock the way. So don't stop.
Programming for The Reba Show is proudly underwritten in part by the Arlington Tomorrow Foundation, contributing to a thriving Arlington, and in part by the Texas Association of Realtors Housing Opportunity Foundation. Funding is also provided by generous donations from listeners like you.
You're listening to The Reba Show, Homeownership. Hear it from the experts live from Fishbowl Radio Network at Globe Life Park, Arlington, Texas, the American Dream City. My name is Salvador Villalobos. Again with me is Will Northern, Chairman for the Zoning Commission, representing District 1.
Yes, sir.
He's also co-owner of WNC Group.
Right. Real Estate, yeah.
Real Estate Group. So if you have any questions or comments, please give us a call. You can give us a call at 214-431-5032. Again, 214-431-5032. So, Will.
Yes, sir.
So we've been exploding, right?
Yes.
And right now I'm sure you're very busy.
We are.
Many requests for new land development and... Mm-hmm. And in our previous segment, you were describing what zoning is. So quick summary is a tool to provide the best land usage for the city and for its residents. Is that correct?
That is. It's kind of the playbook for how a city builds itself out, so to speak, in partnership with the private development community.
Okay. So how does somebody... check their zoning? What tools are available to your residents or to your developers?
That's a really good question. It's kind of a fun thing to just learn about. And the city of Fort Worth specifically has a interactive map that you can get to by just going to the city of Fort Worth's website, and then you follow the links of going to their development, click on the development button, and then within there is a zoning button specifically. And then on the right-hand side, you'll find a list of buttons to select, and one says the interactive zoning map. So you can click on that guy, and then there's a button once the map comes up that says I want to, and click on that and click locate address. Then you type in your address and you click go, and it will take you immediately to that property, and then you can kind of zoom out and it'll show you what your zoning category is. And on that zoning page, where the menu on the right hand side is, there's also a button that is a district summary, and it shows you what each of those zoning designations mean.
Okay.
And so that's how you can kind of cross reference what you find out, what your zoning letter, corresponding zoning letter is, you know, whether it's A, single family, B, duplex, etc.
Why would a resident want to know that information? What's important? Why is it important for them to know this?
Sure. A lot of folks are unaware that they may be... we get some cases where folks have their... they live in a single family home, but their zoning is B, duplex, or maybe even like commercial, and they don't even know it, because we have a lot of... historic neighborhoods in Fort Worth specifically, and the zoning of the city is, you know, it's changing all the time, and sometimes the city council changes large swaths of land as they see as appropriate for their district at times, and so it's constantly changing, you know. You'll receive a notice if your zoning ever changes. So don't worry. It's not going to just, like, change without you knowing it.
Can we have your cell phone number in case we want them to call you? No, I'm just kidding.
But you should reach out to the Fort Worth Zoning Department if you have any questions, any further questions. But, no, the city does a really good job, and notice is a very big part about zoning changes. Mm-hmm. They want to – I think the state requires, like, 300 feet notice – but the city goes beyond that in sending mailers out to people. They post signs on a property whenever there's a zoning change.
Right.
So they do a really good job of getting the word out.
So there's a zoning notice that they're contemplating making this change? Hearings?
Yes, exactly. Okay. So there's a public hearing process that happens once a month. The second Wednesday of every month is the Zoning Commission meeting, and there's kind of a pre-meeting that's open to the public where we review the cases with city staff. And then the actual Zoning Commission meeting starts at 1 o'clock in City Hall Chambers, downtown Fort Worth. And then every month, the decisions that the Zoning Commission makes are then sent to City Hall or to the City Council members. And then they vote on based on our recommendation the following month.
Okay.
So they have the final say. We are just a recommending body.
Okay. So how many... is there one commissioner, one chairman, or many chairmen?
Yeah, so there are 9 commissioners, and they correspond to the 8 districts that Fort Worth has, and then the mayor is kind of at large, and so each city council member gets to appoint their own commissioner, and I'm appointed by our mayor, Betsy Price, for District 1, which is kind of the city at large, and I just so happen to be the chair now, but anyone can be the chair. and but the chair cannot make a motion. It's up to the other commissioners to kind of bring the motion to the table and following Robert's rules of order.
Oh yes.
Oh yeah. It's fun reading. If you ever if you ever need to go to sleep, get yourself a Robert's Rules of Order booklet.
Yeah, no, we have the instructions and everything. Yeah. And one of the organizations, we actually were fortunate enough to have somebody come in and explain it to us.
Yeah,
and they lived through. I mean, they went like, "Okay, time's up. Gotta go." Yeah, I'm like, all right, you're straight to the point.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah.
But you know, it kept us in check, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
So there's 9 commissioners.
Yep.
1 chairman. And then they make the recommendation.
You got
it. Or they make the motion. Mm-hmm. You vote as a body.
You get a second.
You get a second.
Yep. And then, yep.
Well, right. And then you bring that to the council? Or how does that?
Right. And so we'll make that motion and vote how whatever the motion may be, whether it is to approve the application, decline the application. Sometimes we'll have to continue it to the next month in the event we want more information from that developer or that landowner. Sometimes the parties haven't had an opportunity to talk, specifically those folks that come in opposition.
Right.
I like to refer to zoning commission meetings as the boxing rink of real estate because it can get pretty heated in there. You know, I've seen literally like a bus load of organized citizens come in with the same color t-shirt. They're really vocal and very passionate, which is great. You know, that's what a community needs, is engaged citizens to be able to shape it and be a true reflection of the people that live there.
Right.
So the more input from the community, the better, because then you get a real authentic sense of your community.
Right. So so if you're a resident of your community, you're not seeing the changes that you believe your community or your neighborhood should have, or you're seeing too many changes.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying
you need to let your voice be heard.
And by doing that is getting together, coming down to,
yes,
what is it, every
city hall, the second Wednesday
second
of every
month.
Another thing you can do is on that city's zoning page of their website, you can fill out a letter of support or opposition and just kind of mail it in, so to speak.
Okay.
And city staff tracks all of that. And we as commissioners will see a tally of people in favor, people opposed. Sometimes neighborhood associations will put together a list of everyone and map out who's opposed to it. And
right.
Folks like to see kind of, well, where do you live, and you know, how directly is this zoning change impacting you on a day-to-day level?
Oh, that's great.
So that happens as well. But and then if you do show up and you want to speak, you have to fill out a speaker form and everything.
How in advance? Same day? Or
you can show up there on the spot and just walk in and fill it out right there on the spot. And we work hard to let everyone speak that wants to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And we will work hard to, you know, we got to run an efficient meeting because we could be there all day and all night.
All right.
We don't keep it in check.
Yes. So so we're growing exponentially, and
we
I keep
are.
Saying that because everywhere I look, I mean, all these trucks are going up or are being bought out.
Mm-hmm.
Their homes are going there. When is too much? I mean,
that's a big question.
I know. I got you here. I'm bringing the boxing ring to the radio.
I like it. No, I mean, that is, I think, an issue that Fort Worth candidly is experiencing a lot of growing pains right now because of so many people moving here in such a short period of time.
Right.
And what it ends up doing is putting strain on the city's infrastructure,
right?
You hear people complaining, oh, my road has potholes in it.
Or, but I'm seeing a lot more being done now than it used to be.
Yeah, definitely.
So every time out there, I'm like, I get a little upset. I'm like, oh, traffic again, because they're fixing a pothole. But they're fixing a pothole.
That's right.
That's the good stuff.
You know, I think the city does a good job with the resources that it has to work hard to keep up with infrastructure. And you know, one thing that not a lot of folks understand is that from those property tax dollars that go into the city that help fund so many of the programs that we have, the city makes so much more revenue from commercial properties than it does from single family properties. And
which they should.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. But what's a challenge for Fort Worth is we have such a great quality of life that a bunch of people want to live here, which is fantastic, and we welcome everyone, but we're working hard to try and get the commercial tax base and the commercial development to kind of catch up, because right now our city property tax revenue is outweighed where we're generating more revenue from residential than we are from commercial, and we want to flip that tax base where we're making more from commercial real estate taxes.
So that's where the zoning comes in.
That's where zoning comes in, and that's where a couple years ago the city conducted a study, strategic economic development plan, something of that,
all right,
that nature. And what it calls for is really working hard to bring more businesses into our community, and with those businesses comes the need for commercial real estate,
right,
which improves and increases our commercial tax base, which helps us then afford more public infrastructure like roads, sewer, police, fire, like all that kind of stuff,
right,
that helps kind of our day-to-day functioning as a city. And so that's kind of where this, it's somewhat of a balancing act as that a city council has to do, where as they're approving these zoning changes, where in the past, say you had like a big industrial tract of 20 or 50 acres, and a single family developer came in and wanted to break that up and build a bunch of single family homes. Well, one might think, oh yeah, single family homes, that's down zoning, that's a good thing. Well, now our mindset has kind of shifted after this economic strategic development plan has come out, where we're now kind of taking another look at it, where, well, maybe we want to maintain that land and keep it commercial,
right,
and not just zone everything residential, so that we can hold out and wait for that commercial developer and that business to come, so that we can increase our commercial property tax base revenue and then fund more things for the city.
That's
so on
great.
And so forth.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So if you're a big business out there,
yeah,
come on down.
Come on down. Give us a call.
Give them a call. I'll go shop at your stores.
There we go.
Or buy your services. But that I mean, in the short time that we've been going back and forth, that, I mean, this has just boomed. I mean, it's...
Right.
And it's incredible. But you still got that small town feel. I love it.
That is the really unique thing about Fort Worth. It seems to... The bigger it gets, it almost feels like the smaller it gets. We're unique to have a whole lot of land mass,
right,
you know, to work with. And... with that also, though, presents its own challenges,
right,
of trying to get services out there and get people moved around. You know, people complain about traffic sometimes. I can't encourage everyone, use Trinity Metro, use public transportation. I was riding around on Molly the trolley downtown last week. It was awesome. Used Tex Rail to get to the airport.
Hold that thought. I want to talk more about transportation.
Yeah.
I'm just going to take a quick break. Sorry,
sure,
didn't mean to interrupt, but...
Not at all.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be talking about transportation in Fort Worth area. Some great... I've actually taken public transportation from the airport, from Love's Field, imagine that, all the way down to Fort Worth.
Yeah.
Just to see how it was. And I met some interesting people. I had a great time.
Good.
But we'll talk about that on the flip side of this break. If you have any questions, give us a call at 214-431-5032, 214-431-5032. Talk to you later.
We own these streets like we're royalty, with empty pockets and worn out jeans. Living our lives like we're kings and queens, we're running wild on these diamond dreams. I got a fast car, most days it don't start, but that paint shines just like new. And I got dumb friends, man, I love them, cause there ain't a thing for me they wouldn't do. We always talk about how we'll get out, but really we're happy just hanging around. We own these streets like we're royalty, with empty pockets and worn out jeans. Living our lives like we're kings and queens, we're running wild on these diamond dreams. Oh,
We got a mansion, it's made of apartments, and you can find me in 23A. We climb to the rooftop, forget what we don't got. Yeah, we wouldn't have it any other way. We own these streets like we're royalty, with empty pockets and worn out jeans. Living our lives like we're kings and queens, we're running wild on these diamond dreams. Just hanging around. Money can buy you a kingdom of things, but you can't put a price tag on these diamond dreams. We own these streets like we're royalty, with empty pockets and worn out jeans. Living our lives like we're kings and queens, we're running wild on these diamond dreams. Like we're royalty, with empty pockets and worn out jeans. Living our lives like we're kings and queens, we're running wild on these diamond dreams. Oh.
Think about all my problems. I'm living now. I'm living now. Hey, I can't sit and worry about the future. I'm living now. Said I'm living now. I'm gonna celebrate this life I'm giving. From now on.
From now on.
I'm gonna tell my mother every day I love her. And tell her thanks for being such a good mother. From now on. Come on.
So put your hands up if you feel like having a good time.
And it's a quick moment, and you never ever think it's gonna go away. But I swear,
I know you'll wake up one day and say,
yeah, I got things to do. Yeah, I got mountains to move. And if anybody's had to be, it's about how good it should be. Come on, sing. Feels good, don't it? Feels good, don't it? You only got one life, live in the moment. Feels good, don't it? Feels good, don't it? You only got one life, live in the moment. Feels good, don't it? Feels good, don't it? You only got one life, live in the moment. Feels good, don't it? Feels good, don't it? You only got one life.
Come on, sing it.
Come on.
Oh, it feels so good.
Oh, it feels so good.
Oh, it feels so good.
listening to The Reba Show, Home Ownership, hear it from the experts, live from Fishbowl Radio Network at Globe Life Park, Arlington, Texas, the American Dream City. My name is Salvador Villalobos. I'm here with Will Northern. He is the chairman for the Zoning Commission representing the 1st District in Fort Worth.
That's right.
His the city at large, that's what he represents. I was made a joke over the during the break. I said that Batman calls him because he's the commissioner.
That's right. Only when he's in need of some real estate information.
There you go. Now, before we went up to break, we were talking about transportation.
Yes.
Tell us the great things that you've experienced in transportation, yeah. Public transportation.
I mean, I love it. Whenever my wife and I travel, we try to use that community's public transit that they have available. And Fort Worth has made a lot of effort through the Trinity Metro, which just rebranded, and they've got a great bus system, train system out to the airport, Text Rail, which is awesome, and the Dash going through downtown and our cultural district, and Molly the Trolley downtown. But what was just announced was that the near Southside Hospital District, where my office is and where I kind of live, work, and play, is going to begin doing it's going to be called a Zip Zone, where there will be a shuttle that will take you within the district. There will be an app that you can request to go from point A to point B within there, and it's a rideshare program that the city's putting on. So really excited to see that happen. So
that's down by Hewlin?
No, it's just south of downtown, south of I-30, bound to the west of I-35, and north of Allen, kind of by the where all the hospitals are, West Magnolia, South
Get it.
Main.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of redevelopment going on there, and it's kind of Fort Worth's example of progressive real estate development, an urban lifestyle, and where there's been a lot of these mixed-use projects that are being built, where you'll have retail on the ground floor or office on the ground floor, mm-hmm. and then apartments just above it. And the zoning is called form-based code, which is a type of zoning used for urban environments where it focuses on where the structure is in relation to the street. And so in form-based code, it's urban. Right. So that building's going to be up against the sidewalk with the parking behind it, as opposed to the parking lot being right up against the street, creating kind of this disconnect between pedestrians.
Right.
Yeah.
I've been down there, and it's a great area. It's turning around.
Yes.
The restaurants, the food,
There's new restaurants opening up all the time, and redevelopment of historic buildings, and then new construction with urban infill. And so I'm excited that the city's putting a public transit system dedicated just to that area.
They had something similar last year, around September, I believe, or October or November, the Goggle Fest.
Arts Goggle.
Arts Goggle.
Yeah, happens. Yeah, it's fantastic. It's huge. I mean,
they had like 500 vendors.
Yeah, hundreds of vendors, like upwards of 120 plus bands performing within 80 different venues. And so it's a really unique opportunity to get to explore the area if you haven't. So go definitely check out Arts Goggle. I think it happens in October.
Right.
And then they've got another event they do twice a year called Open Streets, where they'll close down West Magnolia, the major thoroughfare there that's coined Restaurant Row, and they'll close it off to cars. And so it becomes this pedestrian walkway, and they have all kinds of activities, and they build like a skate park.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
I got to get my skateboard.
Pretty hip. That's right. You got to get
my longboard. Actually, I did that. My son is like, Dad, you're embarrassing me.
Yeah.
Because I'm coming down the hill on his longboard, and he's coming up with his friends. And he's what are you? I'm like, hey, I can ride better than you.
Yeah, hip dad, what's up?
So, Trinity, you said Trinity Rail?
The Trinity Metro, is doing
Trinity
that,
Metro.
That project. But it comes,
Molly the Trolley.
It goes hand in hand with kind of a more progressive urban lifestyle, which I think Fort Worth is seeing more and more of.
Well, it's my understanding that they're building that rail, or they've built it all the way to the airport.
Yes.
And they're building more homes in that area where they're trying to attract, and they are attracting, young professionals as well as your jet setters, but you know, people that work, that fly around.
Right around at each train stop in those communities in between Fort Worth and the airport, each one of those train stops, you've got some major real estate development going on, usually a mix of uses and forming urban villages, right? Where
right.
you truly can, you don't have to own a car if you don't want to, and you can use these ride sharing to get around.
Public transportation.
Yeah.
When I go to Chicago, or if I'm in New York, mm-hmm. I try to, you know, anywhere I go, I love being on public transportation.
That's right.
I get to meet a lot of cool people.
Yeah.
Actually, I came in from Love's Field once, and my wife's like, I'll swing by to pick you up. I'm like, no. She's like, why? How are you going to get here? Taking an Uber? I'm like, no. Taking a Lyft? I'm like, no. What are you doing? I'm like, I'm going to get on the shuttle to take me to the station, the train station, and then, but how do you know? I'm like, I got a map.
Yeah.
We're going to do it.
You just got to research it. There, the Trinity Metro website, and there's a couple apps that you can use. Things called GoPass,
right.
where you can get your tickets to ride the train and the bus.
I think it cost me like $3
or
$4
it's really
total.
Expensive, and then you don't have to pay for parking at the airport. There's another app called MoveIt, MOOVIT,
mm-hmm.
that allows you to track the buses and see where they are, like on a map, and then also where all the stops are and the wait time. So, trying to bring technology to help out.
So we were talking. We're talking about all the great things and, you know, all the new development coming in, but a subject that's really dear to me, to my heart, is affordable housing.
Yes.
What are we doing to protect affordable housing? What are we doing to create affordable housing with the zoning department?
Sure. So that gets into, you know, allowing for denser development and apartments, and there's a lot of multifamily developers that have their sights on the greater DFW Metroplex just because our population growth is there's so much demand right now, but our supply has yet to catch up. So even still, it's like we can't build houses fast enough, and you're seeing a lot more dense multifamily projects that are happening to try and capture a lot of this demand, which has mixed reviews based, you know, from a lot of people for various reasons, but affordable housing specifically can be tough to provide enough of, because there's only, oftentimes they have to be subsidized because construction is so expensive,
right.
and land is so expensive that it's really difficult to make a affordable project pencil out, or you have to locate it somewhere that's so far, you know, relatively inconvenient, so that it can be made more affordable, a market rate, quote unquote, like affordable property.
Right.
But there are various grants available that the city provides, CDBG funds, and, you know, there's other subsidies that developers can use, like TIFs, PIDs, and urban village funds and neighborhood empowerment zones. Those are all a few subsidies. And then there's the federal tax credit programs, but those are only awarded like a handful to a community each year. And there's a very competitive bidding process that's actually going on right now. It happens once a year. And so you'll have these multifamily developers put a piece of land under contract at a really high price, because they know they're going to make money both from the rental revenue from the apartment, but they'll also make revenue from the tax credit subsidies, so they can afford to do it. So it's kind of the system we have to work with.
Right. But and you need that work base to live close to
the work,
the services, to the stores, to the restaurants, to you know, you need a workforce, and if they can't get to it.
Yeah, you're not going to have anyone to help run the businesses.
Exactly, and then you need that transportation. So
absolutely.
Some great stuff happening. Well, we're coming down to the hour, and it went by quick, right?
Yeah,
I thought it was going to take a lot longer. So here at the Reba Show, you know, we're about promoting sustainable home ownership.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit of, or not a little bit, but tell us what home ownership means to you.
Sure, I mean, I think it's really important, and it can bring a sense of not only pride, but just stability to a person or a family. It can be an investment that you can pass down to your kids. One thing I'm really proud that my wife and I did, our first property that we bought together was a historic triplex in the near south side, where that new zip zone is. And the zoning had changed to be two family. So when we pulled permits, we had to bust out one of the the two kitchens were side by side. Right. So we made a long galley kitchen and turned it into a duplex and renovated it.
Oh, fantastic.
And we lived in one half and rented out the other. And we lived there for, 3 years and saved up and bought our first home. And we were fortunate enough to be able to retain the duplex. And so now we have a cash flowing asset that was a home for us for a long time and now can help feed our family.
So you're creating generational wealth through real estate.
That is absolutely correct.
All right.
You nailed it.
All right. And I saw something yesterday regarding the Pullman Porters. And they said Tom Joyner, I said it because he's from that lineage, I would say, he said that you need to provide vision. People need to see what's there, what's out there, so that they can go after it. So that's what I, what I'm hearing is that you're providing vision to your kids so that they, and I believe definitely you have as well, right? Because you were, your family has properties.
Absolutely. I mean, my dad provided that for me with our commercial, historic commercial properties in San Saba, which I guess is why I have this affinity for
pecans.
Historic real estate today, which if anyone out there has ever restored a historic property, they know it is a labor of love, and it's not always easy, but it's a lot of fun, and by the end of it, if you do it the right way, you can have a really meaningful, cool project.
So that's great. That's great. So here at the Reba Show, we inform, well, first of all, thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on to the show
and
I learned a lot of zoning and transportation and how
we just solved all the city's problems.
Exactly,
right here.
Exactly. That's why Batman calls you. So here at the Reba Show, we inform, serve, we bring you information about home ownership, how to prepare and sustain, and also information that will help you become more financially prepared. Our hope is that you will engage us on here on the Reba Show and become a loyal fan of this show, your show. So please make a note to listen every Tuesday from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. here at the Fishbowl Radio Network, and that's FBRN.us. Again, FBRN.us. We are the Hispanic Real Estate Brokers Association, a registered 501c3, which is a nonprofit organization or corporation. We've been streaming live on Facebook. You can see a replay of the video on the Reba Show, and Reba is spelled H-R-E-B-A, Reba Show, Facebook page. And also, you can find us on a YouTube your YouTube channel, where we can, where you can subscribe for future videos. Please follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Reba Show, H-R-E-B-A Show. This episode is also available as a podcast on the Reba Show page at fbrn.us. You can also find us on any podcast app. You can also learn about topics we have planned for upcoming shows on our website at rebaconnect.org, H-R-E-B-A-connect.org, and click on the Reba Show. If you would like to make a donation to continue funding for this program and other community outreach efforts, visit rebaconnect.org and click on the donate button on the homepage. If you have any specific questions or comments, you may feel free to email us at rebashow@rebaconnect.org. Again, I'm your host, Salvador Villalobos. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Will, again, for being our guest.
Yes, sir.
Have a great afternoon, and we'll see you next week.
I want to follow where she goes. I think about it and she knows it. I wanna let it take control, 'cause every time that she gets closer, she pulls me in.